On the Listowel Road, County Kerry, 1996. Shocked by the flame of orange curly hair and beard that licked the edges of his plump potato face, I mistook his "Are you saved?" for safe and fell into the passenger seat, relieved to be off my feet, to feel the warmth of the car's heater. I'd been standing an hour at the roadside trying to hitch a ride to Galway, rain and wind lashing my face like a million thistles, the straps of my backpack digging into my shoulder blades. Gravel shot from under the tires as we pulled onto the narrow road. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a tiny bird, like a smudge on the windshield, sputter across the sky, then disappear like a magic trick into a hedgerow. "Are you saved?" the man asked again, after a mile or so, and suddenly I was annoyed by this breach of silence, the lilt in his voice, and the conviction it flaunted. When I was a child, my mother spoke of her faith in public, arms raised, swaying like I'd seen on TV, her voice high with that same naive certainty, and I bristled when her hands, that once protected me from all I feared, clasped mine, and she nudged me to sing along. What was it I expected to find here, where the road signs read Tarman, Tarbet, Ennis? Was I traveling in the right direction? "No one can enter the kingdom," John writes in his gospel, "unless he is born of water and the Spirit." I was 25 and on my own for the first time, 3,000 miles from anything I could claim as my own. "I want you to meet my wife and daughter," the man announced, and parked his car in the driveway of a stone house. I waited until he slipped behind the front door before I ran. I ran and ran until my lungs forced me to stop, until I found myself, if not saved, then safe, aboard a ferry boat headed for the Shannon's far shore.